Yes, last week what we discussed was, we pointed out that there's someone, a shita that holds that Haman was 70 years old when he was hung. So we began the process of deciding how old his counterpart Mordechai was while this was going on. And we came up with, how do you define Mordechai's age? And we were given, the one given was easy. He was in the Golus of Yechanyo, which took place 70 years before the story of Esther. The story of Esther takes place a little under 10 years, from year 3 of Achashverosh to year 12. And if he's part of the Golus, how old was he with the Golus? Was he 1 year old by the Golus? We said Higla Ma'atzmai means he had to be a certain age. Maybe he was even on the Bezdin, which might have made him unlimited, or 40 or even 60. And then at the end, then we hopped in the last 3.5 minutes, which we're not going back to, which we could do a whole shir on. We'll get to eventually, hopefully, and Mashiach doesn't come. When it says Mordechai Ben Yar Ben Shimi Bekish, so Shimi was at the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash, Aleph, and Mordechai now is 2 generations, he's at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, which is almost 500 years. So you got to figure, unless one of them gave birth at 520, he would be much older, right? He, well, 524.
Some people hold that Shimi Ben Kish is Shimi Ben Gera.
No. Right, yeah, right. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. So
if, but
that's a different discussion. But Ben Yar Ben Shimi. So if you take the words Ben Yar Ben Shimi literally, then you have to span another 400 years. So we came out potentially that Mordechai would have been 275 years old when the Golus began. 275 plus 70 plus 9.
349.
That's where he's holding at. Two.
Right.
No. Around there, around 350. And then we had someone whose name rhymes with Prezriel, someone like that. Don't get paranoid. It might not be you. Might be many people have a similar name. And he had a kasha, which now we have to do it this week. You have to blame him while we're continuing this topic. Because now we came, how old was he when he started? Okay, so we're going to when he started. So we don't know how old he was when he began exactly. But we know one thing for sure, he's definitely older than Haman, who we said in the coloring books makes sense. He always had a black goatee and Mordechai had a white beard. He's definitely older. He's older than 70 for sure when Haman was hung. So now the question is, okay, we don't know how old he was, but after the story of Megillah, how much longer did he live? How much longer did he go? At what point did he die? As someone whose name, Ram Bezriel, last week said, wait a second, how many years could he have lived? If we want to say the minimum, bare minimum, Higla Ma'atzmai, meant he was roughly 15 years old, then he would have been at the end of the Megillah when he hung Haman. Haman was 70, and he was about 95. Chaim Kefsi once wrote this somewhere, 95. And then how much did he live after the Megillah? I don't know. He lived for sure a year or two, but how much longer? So we start with the Mishnah, which is a Gemara, but it's a Mishnah, right in front of you. Disnan, top words on Samachayim and Aleph. Disnan, and there's an incident, I'm reading an article with it to be easier, that there were certain jobs in the Beis HaMikdash. This is talking about the second Beis HaMikdash. So in the jobs of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishnah and Kalim, which now we don't have the Mishnah in front of us, all of it, the Gemara is only quoting one part of it, the Gemara says these words. This non Pesachia, there was someone named Pesachia in the administration. What he was, Alakinim. He was on the basket, wasn't on the birds, on the basket that was called Kinim to collect money for that thing. He was watching over the basket, which we'll see why in a minute if we get to that. Who is this? Zeh Mordechai. This is Mordechai Tzadik. Why is it called Pesachia? It's a funny name. He used to open mysterious matters. V'darshan, he would explain them. V'yadeya, as we know from last week, b'shivim lashon. He knew 70 languages. So what we have here, 70 languages. So we have here now, is not such a big deal yet, is that Mordechai Hatzadik, which the Gemara brings a raya in about 4 more lines, we see, how do you know it? Behind the sieve, but Mordechai Balshan. Mordechai Balshan is Mordechai Tzadik. And we see that Mordechai Tzadik is an open Mishnah. He has another name called Pesachia. And this Pesachia slash Mordechai Tzadik from our story of Esther was alive during the second Beis HaMikdash. And he was in charge. He had administrative work there, which makes sense. He was already a chashver person. So you could be a very tzimtzumdika person. And you can claim, yeah, the story of Megillas Esther ends, and they start building the Beis HaMikdash. That's the end of the Golus, right? So 2 years later, they started building the Golus. And let's assume it took a couple months to build it, whatever it is. And he was the first one on that job. So all you'd have to do then, if you really wanted to be very Tzimtzum in the Das, you'd add on whatever number we came into today with, 95, 137 was a big number last week, maybe in the 350s a little more. You add on a little bit more, okay, add on 3 more years. He started with the job. The first president of the United States, who's the first person on the kingdom? Mordechai Tzadik. Okay, so we're still within the game. Now it happens to be, to say that Doris, very serious, we're going to see how serious it could be, writes, when he writes about Mordechai Tzadik, says, Mordechai Tzadik Chai lived Yoiser Me'arba Me'yos Shonim. More than 400 years. So, based on everything we said last week, it might not be so crazy. Maybe. Depends. If you want to say he died immediately in the beginning of the Beis Hamikdash, then you'd have to go Shimi and Yar and Shimi are literal. So you're starting out with about 350, 370 before you even get to the game here. And then you'd have to say he lived the first 30, 40 years of the second Beis Hamikdash. That's the way I would do it, which I have to be honest, very few people bring down. I'm going to tell you what most people bring down. So since we have Menachos in front of us, let's see what else Menachos says. So this Gemara here is clear. Psachya, now you can't argue this, but Tosfos is very important to know. This Gemara you just read on Samach Hem and Aleph, nobody argues on this, basically. Because the Gemara calls it Psachya. The Gemara openly says Psachya is Mordechai. And the Gemara quotes Mordechai at Tzadik in a Pasuk about 6 lines later. So the Psachya Alakinim, when it says Zeu Mordechai, there is no debate who that Mordechai is. That Mordechai is absolutely Mordechai at Tzadik. At one point, he was the head of the Kinim. Okay, now turn.
Does he have another name, Bilsha?
That's a question of what the Pasuk means. But right now, yes, according to this Gemara, which is not clear from the Pesukim, Mordechai Bilshan would be first name, second name, or nickname, uh-huh. Whatever you want. It happens when you read the Pesukim, it seems like it's somebody else. Oskol even says it.
Bilshan maybe has to do with
the Bilshan would be based on what the Gemara saying here. Yeah, that's why it's Hashem Lashon.
There's some people that Mordechai was instrumental in getting permission to go to Beis Hamikdash, which would be
yeah.
many years later.
Right, so Haman, according to most of the Cheshvanis, Haman was really killed only since the 70 years. Ahasuerus made a mistake with the 70 years we discussed last year, year 3. And that's why Haman got hung then later. But it could be right after that. They started building the Beis Hamikdash. Shein Hanami, his son. Tayyavish, who was the son of Esther and probably Ahasuerus.
He was still a child, but he became the king. Ahasuerus died.
Right. And that's right after.
Basically, Mordechai was running the show.
Correct. So the Beis Hamikdash was built and he got a good job there. And now let's go to Ahmed Beis, which is really one over. So we start from the middle of the page, Tanur Rabbanan. This is a wild Gemara. Tzamek Dalam Beis. Go. Don't turn. Yeah, earlier. And in the middle of there has the two dots. Tanur Rabbanan. Read with the article with it because I'm the only one with the article. Kishetzaru Malchus Beis Chashmonai Zelzeh. When the Chashmonaim were fighting with each other, as we know, the Chashmonaim started out as great heroes, but the ending wasn't so great, which is something I think we discussed last year as well, of which Averis the matter violent. Vahoyo. Hyrcanus, that's one of the famous. Mi Bachut, he was outside Yerushalayim. Vaashtabulus, mi Bifnim, he was inside Yerushalayim. The Chol Yom B'Yom Ha'Yimashashim Dinar Mekufa. Maaseh the Beis Hamikdash was still around. The Chashmonaim, the reign of the Chashmonaim was during the second Beis Hamikdash. So during the second Beis Hamikdash, they still had a functioning Beis Hamikdash, even though there were armies of Jews fighting with each other. But what happened was they would send down money from inside the basket, inside the walls. Umal and Tamid, they would send them up offerings to keep the Talmud going. Ha'Yisham Zach Echad, there was one person, they show you Makir B'Chachmas Yavamas. A random fact which might be relevant. He knew Chachm Yavamas. Laws Lehem B'Chachmas Yavamas. He explained to them, because guys, you're never going to win this battle on the outside. Calls man shasukam avoda. Every as long as they're doing the kabbonis, calls man shasukam avoda. Ainim sham yachem. They'll never be given over to you. Lamachas, what these guys do? Good idea. They sent down the money. Shush lehem dinar bikufa. Vehel lehem chazer. Famous story. They're sent up instead of the kasha carbon. They sent up a pig. When the pig was halfway up the wall of the outside of Yerushalayim, probably that wall, it stuck its hooves in the wall. No, it's spun as bechaima. Vnez dader tzeshal. Boys of Shah Amru, they said, Ur, she got al chazad. They said, first rule, don't bring a chazad in Shalayim. Or they said, don't learn Chachmas Yavanas. Well, I say, Shana, that's a crucial word here. On that year, Shanini, we learned, Maisa, there's a story, Sheba Oimer, the carbon Oimer, Mi Gaga is Srifim, Vishte Alecha, Mi Bikis Ein Seicher. In that time period, that's what we're leading to right now. We have one story right now, the Chashanoyim fighting with each other, and we don't need all the details, and because the Chashanoyim fighting with each other, we lead now to the next story, which is relevant to Masechta Menachos. Because why would the Chashmonaim and the pig, here goes. This is how it goes. The Mar explains. And again, it's the same year. Kimata Oimer, when the Oimer was arrived, listen, they were trapped inside the city. They didn't know where to bring the Oimer. They needed barley and stuff from outside. Wheat and barley. Our barley. Achrazu, they made an announcement. Also, Hukhersha. So what happened was they needed to know tell us where there's barley. That was the announcement. So a deaf guy came. The deaf guy couldn't communicate with them. Right? So what did he do? He put one hand on the roof, whatever that means in a second. This person named Mordechai said, I'm going to figure out what the deaf guy said. And he figured they found out a place and they figured out who the deaf guy was. Just for the record, there's another story right now in a few lines also. And you look up a few lines there. Amalu Mordechai, Mia Kedukta. Tishma ein soicher oi soicher, right? Now look at Rashi. Rashi here says, Mordechai. Shahoya bimei Achashverosh. So according to Rashi, the Mordechai of Achashverosh is now alive during the story of what? The Chashanayim. It's the same year. The Chashanayim story doesn't mention Mordechai. But it says, Ba'oisei Shah, Ba'oisei Shana, there's another story going on with the Chabad Ayim. We're not going through all those details. And it says Mordechai, the Gemara calls Mordechai. Yeah, that Mordechai is Mordechai from Achashverosh. Just for the record, go to the other page we looked at before. And Rashi adds on, if you go to Rashi, look at Rashi, Vidarshan. Remember we said before on Amar Aleph, Samachem Amar Aleph, what did it say? He was Yoidim Shivan Lashon, right? He knew 70 languages. And then it says, the last words, the Baya Lishna Vidarish. What does Vidarish mean? Rashi says there, Goin Ein Tzoyche V'gagat Tzvichon. V'haim Dekarle Mordechai Balshan. As Ron's question, why do we call him Balshan? Rashi says, because for this story, I didn't read all the details, he played with the words of the deaf guy to figure it out. So Rashi in two places on Menachos learns that Mordechai HaTzadik, of the person of the time of Achashverosh, was alive at the time of the Chashmonaim. The Chashmonaim occurred when? The Chashmonaim is the middle to the end of the second base of Middash. According to the Rambam, it ended, it was, remember, the second base was about 400 years. So they were ruled for about 200 years. We discussed that as Malchus. They started 100 years in and ruled for 200 years, then there was 100 at the end. So what would mean, and this is at the end of the Chashmonaim, this fight wasn't at the beginning. This fight between the Chashmonaim and Oish HaShanah was toward the end. That would mean that Mordechai had to live within the second base of Migdash another 300 roughly years. 300 roughly years. It happens to be the Ein Mishpat on this Gemara says this was carved to the end of the base of Migdash Sheni. It was right before it was destroyed. Based on other reasons he has it, we're not going through tonight. So now you have Mordechai at the story of Esther. We're undecided how old he is. Minimum we got to was 95. 95 add on 400. The Seyed HaDaris says he lived over 400 years. So if you would open a Seyed HaDaris, which most people do, and say the Seyed HaDaris says Mordechai lived over 400 years, why? He goes with Rashi over here. Me and you just said we have potentially 400 years before he gets there because he was 270 years old before the 70 years, add on to the 79 years, right? Look at Tosfos. That's what I wanted to open the Gemara today. Amalu Mordechai, Amid Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines on the bottom. Perish HaKuntres. Amid Beis. 4 lines on the bottom. Perish Bekunjas to whom Mordechai Shahoyi B'me'achashresh. We just read the Rashi. V'teima. Tosfos sounds like someone who sounds like Bezriel. Teima hu loimar sheherich yomim kol kach. What are you talking about? That's a lot of years. That means he's not even good to say that there's 400 years. He's saying, wait a second. Let's just keep it to, he doesn't say the words. Let's just keep it to roughly 95 years, like Haman. As we said last week, a lot of people seem to live that amount of years. And he lived into the beginning of the Beis Hamikdash. We'll see in a second. But the name is Mordechai. Venero, an obvious thing we spoke about many times in this class. Al Shem Mordechai Rishon Hinikna Hamun Al Shemayi. He Shein Imaman Al Bakiim Baalei Seichel Madua. Since the first Mordechai was a genius and a Baal Seichel and a Baal Lashon, anyone who took that job, you got the job. They nicknamed you. You know what job that you called Mordechai? It was a title. Paroi was a title. Avimelech might have been a title. We've had this before. So now you have a new thing now. Mordechai. When you get the job, you become a Mordechai. I don't think they call it Taliyah, Torah, that, I don't know. So Tosfos clearly arguing Rashi. Now, Tosfos here doesn't say what I'm about to tell you, but it's a Tosfos elsewhere. There's a little long. Tosfos elsewhere says that, by the way, Tosfos elsewhere says the only argument with Rashi is going on all the Gemaras on Samach Dalam Beis. All of these Gemaras here that talks about the Chashmonaim, which is much later, and the years, that's fine. But when you come into the Gemara of Psachya, which is a Mishnah that quotes a Pasuk that calls him Mordechai Balshan, we just say what a Pasuk here. Lekam on the Pulk. That has to be really Mordechai Tzadik, which Tosfos over here seems to be saying. Since the first Mordechai was a genius, which is Mordechai Tzadik, the rest of them go on that. So the first, so let's go what we have here, sort of what we have here. We started last week, Haman being 70, that's clear.
Actually said Mordechai Ben, they gave an actual name.
When?
In the Megillah.
In the Megillah. In the Megillah, it's for sure Mordechai Tzadik. In the Mishnah, almost universal, the Mishnah means that Mordechai Tzadik lived, but that's not a big deal. As we said before, that might have been another 5, 7 years. 10 years, whatever you want to have. If the first one was Mordechai Tzadik, okay, so you take on the name forever and ever, big deal. But Rashi learns openly, we saw two Rashis, by the way. Rashi says that Mordechai Tzadik was around in the time of the Chashmonaim, which is minimum 300 years later, potentially 400 years later. Which means, if you want to be mamish unbelievable, if you want to go with the Shita of last week, that Mordechai Ben Yor Ben Shimi is literal, and he comes into the Megillah being almost 400 years, and now he's going another 400 years later, you have Mordechai HaTzadik, mind-blowing, living over 800 years. 700, it comes out about 750.
If Shimi is the son of Kish, and Shaul is the
So what was it? We have the Megillah. What does it say? In Megillah, it says
Shimi ben Kish.
Right.
But now, if Shimi was Kish was also the father of Shaul, is it possible it's the same person, and then it would be his uncle? Then
now, some want to say, just because you're asking now, good question, some want to say, a little math, always, it's always as real to math. Kish is gematria how much?
410.
410. Four, no, no, no. 410. Shimi's gematria. Azriel gave up.
420.
420. And 410 is what? So some want to say that the name Shimi and Kish were all showing that Mordechai at Tzaddik, Shimi, I guess this is the tape in here. Shimi is Gematria 420, Kish Gematria 410, which are the numbers of years of the two Batei Mikdashim, 410 and 420. And some want to say that they want to hint to this, that Mordechai was effective, I'm going to use the word effective, alive, not just alive as a Talmud, but effective by both the first base of Mikdash and the second base of Mikdash. So it's Mordechai who has been Shimi, which would mean, which according to us, again, you don't have to go to the extreme 700 years, but that would mean Mordechai was on the Bezdin, Yoishve Lishkas Hagazis, who knew 70 languages in the first base of Mikdash, which we said last week would mean if you go with the Gemara and Yud Zayin and Sanhedrin, you would have to be a Seva or a Zikna. We weren't sure the Rambam changed the notion 60 or 70. When he went into Golas for 70, when he had another 9 years, we came up to 137. And then he would live into the next base of Mikdash. If you don't say that there's another 5-10 years easy. So you could have had him living, but the minimum, even if you go to Shimi and Kish, you're going to have him living. Quite a, again, we're going anywhere right now that his life is going to be anywhere from 100, if you want to be mamish mitzimtzum, to potentially 700. Whole different world. Now, Rashi in Megillah, I don't know what you guys are up to Megillah, Rashi Megillah lists the 48 Nevi'im that we have. 48 Nevi'im. And among the Nevi'im is Mordechai HaTzadik. Mordechai HaTzadik was a Navi at one point.
We did that already.
Daf Yudalet. He says it twice there. Now, what's interesting is, just for the history to know how this goes here, Mordechai was one of the 48 Nevi'im. But the Gemara says in Saita, Memches, 48 in Saita, the Gemara says that when Chagai Zechariah Malachi passed away, Butla Ruach HaKodesh, which Rashi there says means the Vua. The Vua disappeared at a certain history. We don't have the Vua today, whether we think we do or not. We don't have it, right? So the Vua at one point disappeared. But Mordechai, that means when Chagai Zechariah Malachi died, the Vua stopped. How do you look at it as a person who was alive at that point? Normally, when you learn it, you assume they were the last Nevi'im. There were a bunch of people with Nevi'im, and as it was getting later, people were dying off. Chagai Zechariah Malachi died. According to some, they died the same year, because otherwise the phrase doesn't read well. Maybe even the same day. It says, Mishamesu Zechariah Malachi, means they died probably simultaneously. Maybe the same second, but they're definitely brought down the same year for sure. They pass away, Nevuah stops. Normally, if you would learn Masechta Saita, you would assume that meant they were the last Nevi'im standing, now they died. Okay, not a big deal. But now that we're learning that Mordechai might have outlived them, because they died within, I'm guessing, around, depending on the details, the first 40 years of the second Beis HaMikdash, we could say, based on the Mishnah, that Mordechai lived the first 5-10 years of the Beis HaMikdash. But when you open up this Gemara, Shitas Rashi for sure, and you start looking around, Mordechai outlived them a tremendous amount of time. How do you learn on your own? I know what I think. According to some, but no one that I found a real source, people, you know, that would mean that Mordechai HaTzadik, when it says he's from the 48 Nevi'im, was a Navi for part of his life. But for a large part of his life, Nevuah ceased and he had no longer Nevuah. That means normally you learn, when they died, there was no one left for Nevuah because they were the last Nevi'im. That means anyone else who had Nevuah predeceased these three.
Maybe when he became a minister of Achashverosh, he went down the
Draga. Well, you don't have to say that because you're right. I'm saying that he lived past them and that's when Nevuah stopped. You're going with a bigger chiddush, that even though there was Nevuah in the world, he lost his Nevuah. That's a big chiddush. Now remember, he definitely had Daf Zayin and Megillah. He had to have Nevuah in order to create Mikra Megillah. That's what Rashi Megillah is talking about. Right? Rashi Megillah, we have Megillah here? Is that the Megillah? Rashi says like this. That's why in Megillah Daf Zayin, Rashi said like this, that they wanted to make Kesvunu the Dairus. I want you to do it. And Rashi says, Kavuni Ladaris. No, maybe it's Yadalad. There's two different Rashis. Okay, Yadalad. Hold on. Yadalad Rashi. Everything in the Nevi'im can't be Mechadash. Chutz Mikra Megillah. Rashi says, what do you mean Mikra Megillah? What about Ner Chanukah? If I'm talking about Ner Chanukah, Rashi answers. The obvious answer is, Kfar Pasku HaNevi'im Nevi'im stopped, because Nevi'im stopped 50 years into the second Beis Hamikdash. Chashanim didn't start until 50 years later for a couple of years, but Chanukah is not Nevi'im. Rashi adds on. Ava Mordechai hoyu, Ava b'mei Mordechai, in the days of Mordechai, hoyu chagai schai malachi. So how do you read b'mei Mordechai schai malachi? What do you mean? Rashi asks the kasha. Because we might have answered it. Rashi says, we have Nevi'im, Purim is midday Nevi'im, and Chanukah is not Nevi'im because it's not a Nevuah. Why is Purim not Nevi'im? Pashas you learn because Mordechai was a Navi, like the Gemara in Yudal says, and he made it. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, B'mei Mordechai hayu chagas chay malachi. Who were the famous Nevi'im? Who died in the Nevuah stopped. So the Kasha Rashi says, what do you need Mordechai in their days? Mordechai was a Navi. How do I know Mikra Megillah is ben Nevuah? Because Mordechai lived in the time of Nevuah. Yep. Mordechai was a Navi. So why is Rashi saying this? So I wanted to answer this Yisoid. That Mordechai had Nevuah, Avada. But you know what? There was a time Mordechai didn't have Nevuah. Because Mordechai lived after Zechariah Malachi, maybe even according to what we're saying today, another 300 years. So for 300 years of his life, imagine what a life Mordechai had. Depends on how old you learn. He might have been 140, yes, with Nevuah, and 300 years without Nevuah. So when you say, oh, Mordechai was a Navi, I don't know when Mordechai was a Navi. Most of his life, he wasn't a Navi. So Rashi has to add on, but May Mordechai, when we're talking about the son of Mordechai, they were still alive, Zechariah Malachi. That was my chiddush I came up with for now. The reason why, Mashal's kasha. Mashal says, what do you need Mordechai saying? He lived in the time of Zechariah Malachi. Just say Mordechai's a Navi. So Hubner's going to say, very good. Since we came up with a whole chasm over the last 2 weeks, that Mordechai was a Navi, but at a certain point he lived way later. Rashi says, Chashmonayim, he lost the Nebuah because Nebuah was Pascha after they died. Rashi has to tell you, by the way, when Mordechai was in those days, the Nevi'im. Mordechai had Nebuah and a point he didn't have Nebuah. But maybe, only tonight, Azriel's saying that, maybe Mordechai was a Navi for a long time, but at a certain point he lost the Nebuah, even when Nebuah existed in the world. And that would mean Rashi saying, B'mei Mordechai, there were other Nevi'im. And Mordechai was a Navi. Now it's hard to know that because we believe Megillas Esther was written by Nebuah. So, recapping like this. We had, it's more mathematical tonight. We had last week discussing Haman being 70 and when Mordechai was during the time of the Megillah. And we came up with a bunch of numbers. Now we're extending those numbers to when Mordechai died. And the numbers become impressive. We can be babies and be literalists and say, but it's got to be minimum 100 years. Because he was 95 around the time of Haman got hung till the Beis Hamikdash gets built, till he gets a job, since another few years. Or you can go to the extreme, we're not going through all the numbers again, that Mordechai spanned from the beginning of the, not beginning, middle of the, middle to the end of the first Beis Hamikdash to near the end of the second Beis Hamikdash, and that would mean he lived an astronomical amount of 700 plus years. Okay, next week we go Vaita, but probably on the same Pasuk.